dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the crime in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on the 6th day of June, 2005. Right here out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost downtown beautiful Round Rock. Robbie Noel the other day, he went down to Round Rock downtown. You know, it's where they embellish and fawn, they just fawn over the Sam Bass guy down here. It's like this love affair with Jesse James. Sam Bass is a criminal. We got streets named after him down here. But at any rate, he thought it was kind of quaint, you know. That's filled with a few businesses and a lot of lawyers and, you know, the people that take up those office spaces in nice little old renovated sections of town. In the meantime, the real business is going out at the malls that are just being built. Well, there'll probably be a new one on your street corner tomorrow. They just pop up in America overnight. At any rate, the stuff is hitting the fan in Europe, ladies and gentlemen. It seems that the globalists are losing at least part of their control as far as the European Union goes, the EU Constitution, as they like to call it. I was watching the Parliament over in Jolly Old England taking on Mr. Snow, and it was quite fascinating. They're up to their eyeballs right now. It is not looking real good. But, of course, the downside of this is, the upside is they want to vote by the British, the people, you know, the people that really pay the bills over there. They want to have an open vote on this European Union deal. And whether that's going to happen or not, it remains to be seen. But there are definitely chinks in the armor. There is definitely good things going on. And of course, the French are upset. they were making comments such as, well, you know, it was the European Common Market. It was that block. And then it was the European Union. And, well, they said, and this is England's point of view, that, well, can socialism really survive in this market-driven European Union? In other words, we like our brand of socialism, and we don't want that messed with, and we don't want to be accountable to nameless faces, faceless bureaucrats that are running things. But all that aside, it is showing definite signs of falling apart, as well as the Central American Free Trade Agreement, as if we didn't see the merits and the benefits of the NAFTA agreement. Yeah, with Mexico. Was there something in there that said, give me your tired, you're poor, you're hungry, you're jobless, you're drug-ridden, you're a criminal element, and send them to us? I think the Statue of Liberty does turn its back on Mexico, doesn't it? As well as New Jersey, so don't feel left out up there. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side, and kick off this edition of the National Intel Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The French and the Dutch, that's Dutch, patriots, is there such a thing as a French patriot? Yes, I guess there is, folks. Because after all, they did help us during World War II with the French underground. The Nazis were occupying their country, and, well, they were there helping Americans, getting them out of the danger areas. You know, we got a lot to, if you really think about it, the French aren't that bad. I mean, forget that they're arrogant, pompous people. Okay, forget that. But the same could be said about Americans from their viewpoint. All that aside, you know, if it wasn't for the Louisiana Purchase and France, you know, you people down there in the South wouldn't be existing right now, at least under the present system. But, you know, and the Statue of Liberty, and I know, but don't send me emails. I already know what the Statue of Liberty represents. But the thought was nice, okay? Most people in the United States consider the Statue of Liberty a good thing. And as far as their base of knowledge goes, that's fine. They have an opinion, and that's cool. But, you know, picking on the French, these shrill neocon genuflectors in this country, oh, French fries, let's dump the French wines in the champagnes. And, you know, the French are the French, and they have been the French for a very long time, and they're not going to change. Well, except they like their special brand of socialism, and they don't like to be told what to do with their socialistic ideas, which is a good thing when you're talking about defeating the New World Order. These people are not going to be doormats for them. Well, Chirac was going to be, but the people of France were not. So let's not be too hard on our Frenchies over there. And Michael James in Frankfurt writes, on May 29, 2005, under a blazing sun, a raggle-taggle army of French patriots, nationalists, libertarians, conservatives, socialists, and communists joined together as one in an unprecedented strategic alliance and mounted a stunning, crippling attack on the New World Order in the heart of Europe. See, even the commies don't like the New World Order. Just 3 days later, fired by the courage of the French, their French cousins, to the south, the Dutch people rallied to the standard and put to flight whatever remained of the European elite's parasitic army of self-absorbed, Lucifer-worshipping propagandists, treading underfoot all 252 pages of the treaty establishing a constitution for Europe, a veritable devil's chapter for the final subjugation and control of an already heavily regulated people. Now, within the space of less than 1 week, the beastmen who arrogantly run the European Union out of the sense of natural entitlement and intellectual superiority. You know, the funny thing is, folks, the older I get, the more ignorant I realize I am. But these people are intellectual superiors, licking their chops at the prospect of Europe's first real head of state with potent executive powers and a triumphant expansionary agenda, have fallen from their overworld abode of studied indifference and invulnerability into a pit of unfathomable despair. I like that word. In the 33 months it took to write and then rewrite the new constitution in a frantic buster of a secret negotiations and self-congratulatory banquets, by the way, and at the cost to taxpaying munchkins of the untold millions of euros, nothing could have prepared them for this dark hour. For these pampered viceroys, a revived Roman Empire who took upon themselves the title of Excellency, worked to a timetable set by a higher master, a master who jealously stalks the corridors of power from Whitehall to Washington, Beijing to Moscow, looking to devour those who serve less than flawlessly without an eye on the clock. It's 5 minutes to 12, and the ticking has rudely stopped, and the master, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely furious. Now, this wasn't meant to happen. The propaganda has always worked in the past. The entire left-right spectrum of the French political and Catholic establishment, backed by a nimble phalanx of pseudo-experts and geriatric SWAT teams of white-haired university professors, with impressive titles, by the way, joined with both respectable society and the drug-addled icons of popular Parisian culture, to remind all good citizens, though the whoring mainstream media and their legion of multiple orifice prostitutes, my goodness, that it was their duty to say, we. But the sons and the daughters of the French liberty, seething with the indignant rage shared by millions of Europeans denied the right to vote, confronted the globalists and yelled, non. In other words, no. The political tsunami was felt from the west coast of Ireland to the east coast of Greece. Non, goes the word, the earthquake, proclaimed the headline on the front page of the La Tribune, while the globalist newspaper Liberation attacked the rebellious French, describing the result as representing a general disaster and an epidemic of populism. Ooh, you know that, you know, folks, even the French have nationalism. You know, this is what the globalists keep pumping at us, that this nationalist thing, that's a disease, that's exclusionary, that's closing your door to progress. Really? Well, we just don't happen to like your brand of progress. Oh, that's right. Well, we have international criminal cartels, along with the established corporations, and along with their fiat money system. No. You're absolutely right. No, we don't want any part of that. And this is starting to shake the pillars in Washington, D.C., folks. Trust me. George Bush, his deal. Remember when he first came in, and I'm talking about the first term. It wasn't a week or two until he laid down what his plan was during his first presidency, and that was the free trade area of Americas. The CAFTA deal, and again, it's following the suit of what's happening in Europe right now. oh, the corrupted politicians, supposedly the leaders of these various countries, are all on board with it. Well, that's why they're in office, because they got a leg up and a helping hand to slide into office to help betray their own people. But the people themselves in the countries that CAFTA is going to affect are doing the very same thing that the people over in Europe are doing, standing up and going, no, and whatever no is in their respective languages. It's starting a tsunami against the globalist. Now, I would like to think that the American alternative media had a big part to play in this, because this broadcast is heard over in Europe. And I have talked about the globalism. I've talked about all of these issues. And they get it over there. They are understanding it. The people in Europe, they don't have a brain trust that's greater than ours. We've got a lot of stupid Americans over here. We still got thinking, we got people in this country that think that George Bush is a godly man, still to this day. I mean, he would have to turn into reincarnate of the devil before it would shake somebody's belief system here in this country that they think this guy walks on water. Well, come to think of it, I can walk on water too, as long as it's down below 32 degrees for any length of time. Yeah, I can walk on water. You know, no tricks, no illusions. It's but it's insane. But here's the point. People are starting to catch on. The New World Order, Kofi was right. Remember when Kofi Annan said this? Mm-hmm. The New World Disorder. We've got to change the name of this. We've got to, the global community, or throw some other name out there, but the New World Order is in disorder. Well, it certainly is, and it's just building, folks. Thank you, French people, for saying no to the new, and I'll be happy to visit your socialist country, because you know what? You seem to be happy about it, and I'm glad that you're happy with your form of government. I'll be happy to come over there and get insulted as being an American tourist by your, what do they call them over there, blue bloods? Stiff upper lip people? I don't know. But at any rate, kudos. Congratulations. We're trying to do the same thing here against the globalists. And we can fight about French fries and French wines and all that stuff later. Small potatoes, folks, pun intended, about the greater agenda. Now, this political tsunami, as I said, was felt from the west coast of Ireland to the east coast of Greece. The 30 May edition of the Europhile British Daily, The Guardian, went further and claimed boldly, yesterday was nothing less than the beginning of the Second French Revolution. The mainstream German press, constrained as it is by a general prohibition on all talk of alternatives to the European Union, could only speculate on what might have happened had the German people been allowed to vote. The fears that surfaced during the debate in France are not foreign to us, said Henrik Utterwalde, I think this is, deputy director of the German-French Institute in Ludwigsburg. If Germans had been granted a referendum, he continued, the discussion would have gone exactly the same way. Now, the French voted for us was a common refrain on the streets of Frankfurt. The German parliament, traditionally fearful of allowing ordinary citizens to vote in a referendum, in much the same way it fears any objective discussion about lies constrained within the pages of Germany's official history books, treasonously ratified the treaty with a comfortable majority on Friday, May 27th, following a series of quisling pro-EU speeches reminiscent of East Germany's subservience to the Soviet Union. Yes, you must lick the boots of your master. This audacious portrayal of the German people took place against a backdrop in which the mainstream media made no mention of the planned NATO and U.S. neoconservative takeover of the German armed forces, an agenda concealed in cleverly worded provisions in Article 1 through 14 and 1 through 16 of the treaty. Indeed, mindful of the wrath of the City of London and its insidious international banking operations, already responsible for instigating and financing two world wars to break the spirit of the German people, the Federal Mafia shut down all discussion of the Constitution's implications for other independent European armies. As neatly summarized by journalist and peace campaigner Israel Shamir, the French saved their fellow Europeans from a fate worse than death by killing a document that would forever bind sovereign national armies to NATO, placing them under the control of neo-fascist Washington and its satanic Zionist puppet masters in London. I like where this is going. We'll follow this thought when we return. Stay tuned.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The proposed constitution was about to subordinate the European armed forces to NATO, meaning that the U.S. command, wrote Israel Shamir in the May 30th edition of the truthseeker.co.uk. But for the wisdom of the French voters, is the next U.S. invasion, Europeans would be forced to serve in the invading force, whether it is Iran or Russia, that the neocons will decide to subdue. Now, wrong-footed, winded, and fumbling, the flabby, gray-faced politicians and lawyers out in force explaining, soothing, prevaricating, it's spin time and time again. Like a host of Armani-suited Jabba the Hutts, sliming their way from one government-controlled mainstream media outlet to the next, Europeans, political degenerates are putting the shine on a humiliating defeat with words carefully chosen, lest they unwittingly acknowledge the power that ordinary people still possess. Britain's best-known murderer, Tony Blair, time for reflection. Germany's outgoing chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, regrettable. France's traitor-in-chief himself, Jacques Chirac, I take note. Yeah, not a whole lot to say about it. Now, the elites are busy scribbling the notes, which Chirac spoke, by the way. Legally, the treaty requires ratification in all 25 European Union member states, yet angry Bilderbergers such as Jose Manuel Barroso, the current head of the European Commission, already hissing that either dissenting nations would be invited to vote again until they get it right, or that something may miraculously emerge from the small print previously overlooked, which would allow for more liberal interpretation of the rules. We cannot say that the treaty is dead, Barroso warned ominously. But the Dutch disagree. As I write, millions of them are kicking the corpse of this odious treaty. And should there be yet one twitch remaining in the body of this article, the British and the Danes will finish the job. Now, for American readers unacquainted with the life of the European continent, understand that this is nothing less than the start of a full-blooded political insurrection that cuts right across the artificial political divide. While the wheels have come off the European project, leaving the vehicle stuck in a constitutional ditch, opponents of the globalist agenda are now poised for what should be an aggressive and determined attack on the very engine of expansion and integration. For both Americans and Europeans, the enemy is still the same. It employs trauma-based economic terrorism under the banner of free markets to demolish the nation-state and our God-given rights to liberty and self-determination. It works through price gouging, tax gouging for corporations that destroy free enterprise, the wholesale destruction of the middle class by encouraging the export of quality jobs abroad, and import of cheap labor to displace what few options are left. Now, it is dedicated to the creation of artificial conflicts and trivial distractions to keep people divided and drugged, and it maintains the constant drumbeat of militarism that nuances the dance of death in which the United Nations and the United States are willing partners who fake being out of step. The world has long since surrendered its hope, and fearless Americans will rise up by force of arms and reclaim their birthright, retaking their great country from a freedom and wealth-destroying Zionist cabal in Washington, D.C. While their children die for Israel and oil in a war to depopulate a broken Arab nation that did them no harm, most Americans are lost in a bizarre fantasy world of asinine government propaganda, junk entertainment, and effeminate shopping malls. But though for now the issue is a diabolical treaty settled without a whiff of gun smoke at the ballot box, the French have raised the standard of resistance against a wounded but unrepentant New World Order. And the battle lines are drawn. Europeans, their parasitic elites, as he likes to call them, in London, Brussels, and Strasbourg will neither forgive nor forget. And in the months and the years to come, they will not go down without drawing blood. So mark this day and mark it well, for Europe stands before the fire. At long last, the fight back, fighting them back, has begun. The beginning, folks. This is what we were waiting for. It was pretty scary there for a while because it appeared that like-minded, God-fearing Americans were the only ones that were going, hey, you know, global elite, New World Order. We've been saying this. I wished I had a buck for every time I said NWO or something that describes the critters, you know, globalists or whatever. I'd be a rich man right now. And we thought we were all alone. You want to talk about being isolationist? Well, not in our views of trade or anything else. But here was the United States, the last country to fall, the most important country, I might add, to fall, because we are counter to what the global elite want. And a lot of people are still confused in this country. They think that corporate business, well, that's free enterprise, isn't it? You better do your homework, folks. The Morgans and the J. Paul Gettys and the likes, the Rockefellers, were not free enterprise people. They were monopolists. What you are seeing today in the world with the greedy corporations allying with themselves and joining with each other to garner even more force and power and control, there's your monopolies. Call it what it is. It's not a free enterprise system. Free enterprise invites competition, and you make a better mousetrap. These people aren't interested in making a better mousetrap. And needless to say, you won't even be part of making the little components that builds the mousetrap to even catch yourself with. So for now in Europe, kudos. We thought we were alone in the world. Evidently, there are people around the planet that don't like being controlled by a super elite group either. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, I wonder if I can do a two-hour show with Jeff in Massachusetts hanging on for the entire 2 hours and not taking his call. Jeff in Massachusetts, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. As far as illegal immigration is concerned, as far as the free trade of the Americas and et cetera, I had a five-point solution, which I presented on another talk show to a guest from the Manhattan Institute. Here's the five-point solution. Close the borders, put more guards on the borders. Number two, 10-year restriction on all immigrants. Number three, fine the corporations with a $1 million fine per illegal immigrant. Number four, find every illegal and deport them, no amnesty. Number five, repeal NAFTA and GATT, no CAFTA, no free trade of the Americas, etc. Guess what she said? She said that if we were to do this, America would collapse. Isn't that something? And
I was just thinking as you were reading that list, 30 million illegals that want to become Americans, well, of some sort, flooding back to Mexico would put a burden. If anything's going to collapse, what she's speaking about is not the United States. It would be Mexico. It would be collapsing under the weight of their own doing. I mean, she's not talking about America.
I know. What I'm saying is the liberals are scared of us conservatives because, you see, if we were to get back under constitutional government, the New World Order would collapse.
No, these aren't liberals. Be careful with what name tags you're throwing on. These aren't liberals. The liberals are starting, finally, we've been waiting for eons for these people to wake up. While they were busy trying to grant themselves more out of the federal coffers, you know, that was their main objective. On that was attached the social re-engineers, the people that snuck in the back door. And these are the people that, you know, think it's a good idea that judges legislate from the bench and that we have all kinds of federal control. And oh, yes, the police state is just a fine thing for order and control. After all, we need it. Be careful of the labels that you're pasting on people because the lefties are now themselves starting to wake up. See, it's okay to be in somebody's house while you're seated at their table and eating their food. But when you tell them, hey, look, we invited you over for dinner, but you're a little late and there's no food for you, that's when they get a little upset. It's okay to bash the system that's feeding you, but when the system starts to grind to a halt, they're human too. They will complain.
You got a good point there. What I meant by liberal is the globalist. Now, in other words,
Now be careful of your you have the global elite and all of their minions that are working toward this, and I don't see where the liberals have anything to do with it.
Yeah, but what I meant by liberal is bigger government, more regulations, and more illegal immigrants.
Yeah, but you see what they sniffed out was that they're all for that, but so are a lot of the Republicans, but. What they were complaining about is that they're going to lose control of their own big government, and this is going to go kind of New World Order-ish. We're not in control and self-determination, that we're being dictated and mandated through taxation and controls to the United Nations and anybody else that they want to bring up. So it was okay as long as they had their own game and they could vote out of the Largus whatever they wanted or thought that they needed. But now they're sensing the control is no longer going to be in their hands or perceived in their hands, and they're a little upset about it.
You got a very good point there. But here's what's scary is people in America are still sheeple, and hopefully we will wake up like the French did, because I do give kudos to the French for waking up and voting against this European Union, because remember, France is the home of the French Foreign Legion, and France knows that if they were part of the European Union, there would be the Foreign Legion all over the world.
Well, it wouldn't be their legion anymore, that's for sure.
You are so right about that, yeah. and that's what I'm afraid is happening to the American military, which is the reason why I never joined the military, because I don't want to be part of the American Foreign Legion traveling all over the world. Here, there, and everywhere at the whims of a president.
Well, you see, there is a major, major danger here. I mean, the globalists have suffered setbacks before, but they're facing something that they have never experienced before, because we have never been closer to a one-world government than we are now in our lifetimes. I mean, they've been planning this for a long, long time, 100 years or more, maybe even before that.
Oh yeah, absolutely right, and you are right about words and stuff like that, because the left, the liberal media uses terms like left and right, and there is no left and right. Right wing means no government, left wing means total government, and what I'm shooting for is a constitutional republic.
Right, and as far as the media goes, I would be happy if they were left leaning and liberal.
Really?
Think about it.
Yes.
Because these people have laid down for the neocons. So how can we call them liberal media? They're just nothing but paid whores.
That's true.
And a paid whore doesn't care who his client is, doesn't care what his politics are.
That's true.
You know, I mean, so, you know, we've been throwing around these name tags, and people are just now in this country, they're finally, believe this or not, Jeff, they're finally waking up out of their left-right paradigm. Their fog of thinking, where for years and years and years it was always a political argument that my side has a better idea than your side. You know, my daddy can beat your daddy up. You know, that kind of stupid mentality. Well, they have woken up. And a lot of people are waking up as to who's really controlling things. So all of these labels and all of this stuff is flying out the window. They're going to have to rethink.
Yeah, it's deflection, because I've even caught myself thinking in the left-right paradigm, because that's what people use all the time. And I was a member of the John Birch Society.
Well, and take a look at what the media loves to do with this. I mean, what do they constantly talk about? Politics. Oh, let's bring up Republican so-and-so, or let's bring up Democrat such-and-such. You know, Nancy Pelosi's out here in California. I've not yet found the article. I'll lay my hands on it. But there was a kind of a worldwide mayor's meeting out in San Francisco, which Nancy Pelosi, the only American politician, was there. And these people, as mayors, want to take the lead in making law. I went, wait a minute.
That's
here.
That's scary.
Yeah, we've got little mini corporations with inside the bigger corporations, and they want to have their say, too. But you're right. The only thing to put the brakes on this is when we see the American people finally recognizing what their government is supposed to be and understanding its true limits on controlling the Fed or anybody else that wants to get outside of that constitutional box.
Yes, you're absolutely right. A closing point, the Wall Street Journal had an article about 10 years ago saying that we shall have no borders. And what I'm afraid of is as the baby boomers die out, I hope that the young people in this country are like the French who resist the New World Order, because my generation is going to have to be taking the torch up.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we don't build a bunch of people that are making and lighting the torches right now, all of our efforts may be for naught, because I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm not going to be living to be 150 years old.
Me neither. I'm 34 years old now, and I'm part of Generation X, and then there's Generation Y.
And then we run out of alphabet, and probably rightfully so, because you ain't going to want to see what's on the other side of Y, or Z, for that matter.
Hey, thanks
for your call. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. Deep-throated media swallow banker lies. Oh, I like Henry's viewpoint on this thing, Henry Macau, because there was something that was really bothering me about supposedly Deep Throat coming out. Now, is it a book deal? Is this going to be the movie of the week? Well, the media has certainly been falling all over themselves. You know, today they were reduced to talking about Michael Jackson and having a bad hair day. I mean, it is, for what these people fill, the useless information they have to fill hour upon hour with is an indictment against their control of thought of the American people. They are now forced. Today was the first time that I really saw any news stories covering the European Union situation and their rejection of the EU Constitution. Why? They're forced to. Not because they're... Look, folks, they get their tips from somebody's talking head show, Larry King, or, you know, what's Joe Scarborough talking about tonight? You know, I mean, they sit around. There's no investigative journalism anymore. There are no subjects there used to be no subjects really that were out of bounds for these people. There was no taboo subjects. If you had something and you really got the goods on somebody, hey, man, you did your best to investigate and bring the story. Now they're sitting around and it's amazing. And I don't, the problem with this is that I don't think that mainstream dumbed-down America is recognizing what's happening with the medias right now. I don't think they really have a clue yet. I mean, how many hours can you get of Michael Jackson? Or how many hours of five homes sliding down a hill in California? Or how many fluff stories about inconsequential, just absolute non-news can you tolerate when you know Rome is burning? When you know the world is teetering? When are you going to ask yourself the question, where's the beef? Where's the meat? Sam Hanrod said this about the fear in the U.S. media, of which I agree with a good portion of this. It was Dan Rather that came out with the story, at least publicly, nationwide, mainstream media, about George Bush. Remember that one? You know, was he really in the guard? You know, did the guy really do what he said he did? Well, he says, we've seen enough of the media covering before the Bush administration to realize that they are totally cowed. When Dan Rather was deserted by his journalistic colleagues, when they and he knew he had spoken the basic truth on the draft dodging and a lying by G.W. Bush about his National Guard service, it was clear that Dan caved in, and so did his professional colleagues and organization. Fear overrode any sense of ethics, courage, or anything else in their lives. They were afraid the Bushies would come after them with anger and zeal. Actually, if Dan and others had stood up, they could have defeated the Bushies, but they lacked the courage to stand up. This is the present failure of our media and our society. People have lost the courage to stand up and demand their freedom of speech and the freedom to speak the truth. They'd rather bow to the Bush team lies. And then you have the National Press Club fetting one after another of its Bush team and allowing such ignorant imbeciles such as Joe Scarsborough to be host of important events. Scarsborough is nothing but a name-calling, swilling pig at the trough of big money. Right-wing zealous, as he said, and a person with a mouth that won't stop making a fool of itself trying to be and act intellectual. Now, the other might be invited a man who had criticized him and then proceeded to keep hammering him, not letting him talk, and then made more and more ad hominem attacks on him. And, folks, I have seen this go on. I mean, if you watched Bob Schultz, remember when he was going to starve himself to death? Remember Hannity and Combs? Oh, they were, oh, please, please don't starve yourself. You don't have to kill yourself. No, no, look, forget why you had him there in the first place. It wasn't about him starving himself to death. The man had a message and he had something to say, but it didn't bother them. Well, somebody that went on Joe Scarborough's show put it right to him after he was sitting there just being belittled by this guy. He said Scarborough is nothing but a name-calling, swelling pig and all that. So the other night, he invited a man who had criticized him and then proceeded to keep hammering him, not letting him talk, and made more and more that he ad hominem attacks that I've seen him do on everybody. Finally, the man said, look, Joe, we took your show off our station because your ratings were so low, no one wanted to listen to your rantings. Writer says, I agree. We've had enough of the bullying of the Bush regulars and their media supporters, and it's time others stood up, as some of us in the interest, or I'm sorry, on the internet would have done. Now, just an example of how it's working. I was pleased to be on PRI, The World, he says, as a guest, talking about how the Muslim world see Bush, the U.S., and what can be done to improve our image in the Muslim world. Yeah, quit backing Israel. That'd be a first start. The section of the show gave 50% of the time to Professor Esposito of Georgetown. He's a Catholic, by the way, who made a reputation, a lot of money off of Islam, but can't really grasp its essence. Bill Quandt, a fine political scientist who knows a lot about the secular Arab world, he received 40% of the time. Then I, a major Muslim scholar and a former director of the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C., and the only American to ever hold a major position in the Islamic world, was allowed 10% of the time. Of course, since Esposito and Quandt are both bought men, they make a living in Washington, D.C. by being, politique or politic, Q-U-E. They glossed over the real outrage 99% of all Muslims feel about Bush and American foreign policy toward the Muslim world. And 100% of all Muslims are outraged by the desecration by the American troops of the holy book from God, the Quran. Now, that's their Bible. Now, again, Esposito and Quandt brushed over it and said, democracy is taking hold and will help solve the problem. My point was that this outrage is like spreading like a flu virus, an epidemic that will take decades and perhaps centuries. If it is ever forgiven or forgotten in the Muslim world, one must remember most Muslim children still remember well the facts about the Crusades, whereas most American children can hardly tell you who Eisenhower was. Now, this is a study based or done 3 years ago that showed 70% of the American students didn't even know who Eisenhower was. Now, so even NPR and PRI are running with fear. CNN and others have long since capitulated, as has the New York Times and the Washington Post. So all we have left are we few on the Internet, and at some point we'll be shut down. And some of us will probably be persons of interest and possibly arrested for sedition and speaking out, as happened in Nazi Germany as the Hitler Nazis took over and took away more and more rights, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and every other human thing, you know, of value before World War II. And during that war, Bush has an endless war, by the way, going on with his slippery use of terrorism. So that this open-ended war will eventually lead him to be able to impose martial law for the sake of safety for our country. It is coming, and there is no major media outlet in the U.S. to speak against it. I agree with him. So he says, I hope that more people in the media will speak up. If not, then we are all doomed to fascism that will make Franco, Stalin, and Hitler look like amateurs because we have technology today that even Orwell could not have imagined. Technology Franco, Stalin, and Hitler would have loved to have had. Sam Hamrod, by the way, writes on World Affairs. He's a former editor of the Third World News in Washington, D.C. And his website, todaysalternativenews.com. Don't worry, Mr. Hamrod, they're not going to come after you until they get us. But we ain't going to let that happen neither, now are we? We'll come back, more news and your phone calls right after this.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
A reminder, ladies and gentlemen, is this a good deal or what? Finally, I had a chance to do this, by the way, a couple of years ago, to import the Sony in-car shortwave radios. But I figured with all that was going on in the Middle East, me receiving packages from the Middle East, I would probably be followed by a bevy of FBI people. And I wouldn't put it past them to load up who knows what, drugs or something in one of the boxes. Let me take receipt of it. Watch me open it and go, aha, You're a narco-terrorist. You're under arrest. But at any rate, my paranoia has subsided. So we're able to offer you, ladies and gentlemen, the Sony XRF 5100 car stereo with shortwave and cassette player. Now, you may be enjoying a radio program out there right now, but there's no guarantee that's going to stay on the air. People change. Managers come and go. Stations are sold. Formats change, but there's one thing that never changes, and that's the message that comes over on shortwave. And this is a heck of a unit. It's got a 200-watt amplifier in it, 7 equalizer presets. It gets all of your favorite shortwave frequencies in 1 kilohertz incremental steps, so you can fine-tune when necessary. Great thing with a 7-band equalizer in it. Also, there's a BTM, what they call a BTM, and you can change and make your speakers in your car virtual speakers so you can contour the sound for your listening environment. So if you're driving a tractor, trailer, truck, obviously it's going to be a little bit noisier than, say, your Lexus or maybe your Volkswagen Beetle. But at any rate, these go in. 95% of the cars are on the road right now, and they will fit the other 5% with simple adapter kits, very cheap plastic parts from your local car stereo shop. And it's got the standard Motorola hookup. You can use your own car antenna on your car. No special setups here, folks. Let me rephrase. $199.95. And all you have to do is call 1-800-724-2719. Now, we're emptying out the stocks for this as fast as they can get them in, but we are keeping up with demand. So be one of the first people on your block, folks, to have something that is going to be of great value, AM and FM, a great shortwave section in it, a great stereo section. Yeah, I know you might have a newer car and you like the radio that's in it right now, but does it get shortwave? Absolutely not. Would you like to listen to your favorite talk show host and not have to run home to listen to it on your portable radio or on your computer? Well, this is really mobile technology to go, and it works great. So give us a call at 800-724-2719, and we'll get you one of those Sony XRF 5100 car stereos. And and you folks out there that like CDs, well, it comes with a cassette player, but you can buy an optional CD changer, and it already has the radio. It's already built in there. You get a remote changer with the whole nine yards. Folks, a great deal. And you can add to this if you so desire. 800-724-2719. And program note, second hour of the National Intel Report, 7.465. And with that, let's go to Steve in Texas. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
I'd like to thank you first for being on the air.
Well, I enjoy this.
I enjoy listening.
I'm enjoying this more because we're starting to see a few more battles being won.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Listen, in your monologue, you had mentioned free enterprise and competition and whatnot, and that immediately brought to my mind a quote by Meyer M. Shell Bauer, where he said, "Competition is a sin." Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it not competition that got us to the technological standpoint that we live in today?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't the original people. I'll tell you what, that's a good question. Hang on, we've got to take a short break here. Hang on, Steve, I'll take you over on the second hour. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll take your phone calls, more information coming at you. And I want to get into this this Watergate coup d'etat. Everybody was out there saying, oh, how wonderful this guy was for blowing the whistle. Well, I've got the follow-up information.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in than making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.